This is Radio 2. In a moment, our Luxy package. Who remembers the late Radio Luxembourg?
Yeah, there's a guy who did so much for British rock. Cliff Richard, Living, Loving, Dog. I've got a great idea for next week's competition.
Yeah,
we could ask the listeners to name the four.
Radio Luxembourg, 208, Great Britain.
Living by numbers now.
Now, Radio Luxembourg, 208. Well, as Europe's biggest commercial radio station and is regarded as a legend in the world of broadcasting, it began in 1933 as one of the earliest commercial radio stations broadcasting to Britain. Transmitter built in the Grand Duchy made it ideal for transmitting to audiences in the UK due to its central location in Western Europe.
Throughout the 50s, Radio Luxembourg established itself as a household name in Britain, and over the years, just about every major DJ came through its doors, including Noel Edmonds, Mike Reed and Jimmy Savile.
The early 90s saw local FM stations broadcasting in stereo proving to be strong competition for Radio Luxembourg, or Luxy. And while a move to satellite broadcasting enabled the station to potentially reach millions, the results were disappointing and it closed its doors in December 1992. In 1967, many of the pirate radio stations shut down and the government instructed the BBC, as you know, to create its own non-commercial service called Radio 1 and Radio 2. Now, this summer, legendary broadcasters from the late great Radio Luxembourg are heading back to the Grand Duchy
for the first ever retro radio reunion. Among them, David Kidd Jensen, Paul Burnett, Emperor Roscoe, Mike Reed, Mike Hollis, Tony Prince, your royal ruler, and Pete Murray.
And with us now are David Jensen, Tony Prince, and Pete Murray.
Yay!
See, now that's a top gaggle of DJs. How's everybody?
Everybody's fine.
Fine. Fine. Thank you.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm only here to prove that I'm not dead.
Can you just touch him, see if he's dead?
Yeah, he's alive. I'm alive.
Okay, now, Pete, when were you at Radio Luxembourg? What year did you join?
September of 1950.
How did you get the gig?
Well, I went in to see my agent. I'd just come off tour on a play. And he said, how do you fancy working somewhere on the continent? They want a continuity announcer, something they call a disc jockey. He said, I know you like popular music. I said, oh, yeah, it's all right. Well, I'd go over there for about 3 months. Well, nobody else wanted the job because it was 15 quid a week. Mind you, at 15 quid a week, I lived in a hotel. I ate three meals a day. I had a very good time. And eventually, I was very lucky enough because when we moved over to medium wave from long wave, I was doing about 3 or 4 hours a night, and they said, we'll pay you the minimum fee for any commercials we're in there.
And you used to do the voices as well. Would you like to hear a commercial that you did?
I don't think I would, but if you insist.
I do, Pete. I insist. Here he comes.
This duo, meaning this double, this twosome, this Levi's core jacket and trouser ensemble, makes me feel splendid. It's truly the great, the finest ever
quarter. All voices by Pete.
Oh, yeah, it's the right gear for the birds too, man. Yes, Levi's core jacket and trousers are very popular with girls and boys, which is not surprising because Levi's cords do come in a fab in a range of colors like sand, antelope, loden, navy, hot chocolate, green, and pumpkin. Trust Levi's. Fact is, they've got a whole scene going in the new all-color Levi's brochure, and your copy's waiting now at Levi's Radio Luxembourg, London W1. Levi's Radio Luxembourg. London W1.
How cool is that?
I have absolutely no recollection of that at all.
Is that amazing?
None whatsoever.
Tell you one commercial we all remember is Horace Batchelor and how to spell Cange and Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
It was on so much, it just became...
But I bet you everybody that knows you work for Radio Luxembourg, they always say K-E-Y-N-S-H-A-S.
Everybody, that generation, anyway.
That was a peanuts job. He did it himself. Like that. He'd done it like that. K-E-Y-N-S-H-A-M.
Yeah.
Horace Batchelor, I'll make you very rich, I will. And he did that all the time. And you know, when you think of the fortune people paid on commercials, that very simple one was the only one that people remember.
And I always think, everybody used to say, when you say Radio Luxembourg or 208, people say, under the pillow. Listening to it under
everybody,
the pillow.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it was on at night.
Yes.
It was so comforting and also exotic in a funny kind of way, because you think, well, this is coming from somewhere that I've never been, I don't know about.
Yes.
And it was kind of exotic, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know whether we even cared where it came from. I don't know whether we even knew where it came from. I know you'd go to sleep week with that static in your ear, and you'd wake up at 3 a.m. when the music stopped, it'd wake you up, and all you had then was the static, you know, because the station would be off
the
air.
The best reception was in Ireland and Scotland. They had no fading in and fading out.
Can I bring on my friend David Kidd Jensen, please?
Well, yeah, do, because you talk about it being exotic. I know you are not American, but to a kid, it was a North American voice, and that was really exotic.
The thing is, Jensen's Dimensions was a landmark radio programme, and I remember listening to it, and I thought it was great. What was your theory behind it, kid?
The first show I ever did was Tune a Minute, in which you'd do the title and the artist and the serial number of the record. Then when I started doing more regular programmes, when I was live from Luxembourg back in 68, when I was 18 years old, when I really was a kid, and had to have my mother's permission to actually work there.
And that's how you got the name, of course.
That's how I got the name. But we used to do the Irish Bingo program. That was how we used to start the transmissions off.
That's right, you had to read out the numbers.
And then one day...
serious.
Bingo, I'm in love.
Our program director came out to Luxembourg, an Australian called Tony MacArthur, and he had this idea of doing a program that would sort of ape American, as it was known then, as underground radio. In other words, playing album tracks. Because it was the era of album artists and concept albums and progressive rock and heavy rock and that kind of stuff. I put my hand up right away because even though the hours were antisocial in terms of having to broadcast between midnight and 3 and none of the other guys particularly wanted that shift, I thought it'll be great because I can play what I want to play, and I always was the best at air guitar.
My experience, I was only there 5 months and I loved it. And I remember, I don't know if you had to do this, you guys, when you were there, I had to put on some tape or other of Italian station beforehand. I remember it going, Qui Italia! Did you have to put on those tapes?
Oh, yes, we had to do that. And there was one, I don't know whether it was true or not.
There was a Dutch one as well, wasn't
it? A Dutch one, I remember, and somebody put it on back to front. Because in those days...
We didn't know,
because it was tape recordings, quarter-inch tape, and they weren't encased in plastic either side. They were like open reels, weren't they, on these big metallic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because if they fell on the floor, you could have done an interview with the most important person in the world, but if the tape hit the deck, that was it.
And on that note, can I just take a break? I tell you what I'm going to play. I'm going to play a little bit of Kid on the air. I know you don't like being called Kid anymore.
But I love it. At my age?
Oh, yeah, okay. We're back on that now, are we? All right. And then I'm going to play a song that I remember always being played across Europe on Radio Luxembourg, because whenever you went to Spain or Italy or anywhere, it was Radio Luxembourg on at night. And Joe Dolan, Make Me an Island. Mm-hmm. I've dug it out. I'm going to play it right after Kid.
Good luck, yes, sir.
Okay, stand by.
And the weather word for Britain, rain at times with sunny spells, maximum high 13 degrees centigrade. That's international news from the...
Hey, kid, you sound great.
In conjunction with the Daily Mirror News Desk, Friday evening, April 23rd.
But right now on the Bingo Scoop Show, we've got music from Mecca, and here's a nice sound. The sound of Karen Young and the new one on the major minor label called Allentown Jail. This is Karen Young on the major minor label, brand new single, her follow-up to Nobody's Child, that's called Allentown Jail. And something which is from something which is survey-bound to something already on the survey. The treble O's on the CBS label in the form of 208 power play number 9.
Fantastic.
In the back or in a bar, in the kitchen or in a car, you'll find a great 208. The rock and roll swing inspiration.
Make Me an Island, Joe Dolan. And when you were at Radio Luxembourg, David, where did you think you wanted to go after that? You obviously came to Radio 1 and Capital and lots of other stations, but what was your plan when you were working there?
Well, it was really an end in itself because I had so much fun there, and I got the job initially because a former Caroline DJ called Steve Young came to work on the station that I was working on in Canada in a little town called Kelowna in British Columbia, and he told me about these fantastic stories and how DJs were like pop stars and you could find your fame and fortune. I found fame, still looking for the fortune part, but... it was just exciting enough to be on Radio Luxembourg, and I was there 7 years, and I met the girl I married. We're still married 33 years on, and I just felt that it was the right thing to do probably to leave at that time. And of course Radio 1 was a significant station because it was playing pop by day the way that Luxembourg was playing pop by night. Radio 1 used to, when was that, about 6 o'clock at night, early evening, used to dovetail with Radio 2, didn't it? Mm.
And do you think that land-based commercial radio, when it came in what, 71, 72, whenever it was, do you think that that really killed off Radio Luxembourg in a sense, or started the downfall?
Without any discussion, of course, kids would swap that static for a good signal anytime, you know. Yeah. But it took time for local radio to build its network and to really impose itself on the British public. Radio Luxembourg continued as long as it could. The audience deteriorated, and at the end, they threw the towel in.
Your greatest moment, I think, Tony, was definitely the Elvis night. I remember listening the night Elvis died. It was compelling. I couldn't tune away, which is why when I came to Radio Luxembourg, I was happy to work for you. Seriously, because I thought, well, this is the guy that was on the the air the night Elvis died and did all that great broadcasting.
It's not a great claim to fame, but I was president of his fan club. It was fortunate that I happened to be in Luxembourg that week because I was program director then, and I was doing 2 weeks in London, 1 week in Lux. I was living in a hotel. My family was back in England, and I wandered into the radio station, and Mark Wesley just read this news bulletin, and I had to go on air then for, I think it was 4 hours, and just talk up the fact that Elvis had died. And it was just a very emotional broadcast.
Well, you interviewed Elvis Presley.
I interviewed Elvis twice for Radio Luxembourg. I actually was allowed by Colonel Parker to go on stage and introduce the Elvis Presley show, which was a career high for me. Not as good as perhaps Kid Jensen here introducing Grateful Dead Live from Luxembourg.
Grateful Dead Live. No.
This is a story. I mean, Kid advertised Grateful Dead were going to perform live in Luxembourg, and it was a free concert. We had a little theatre in the building, seated about 100 people. The French got hold of this, French broadcaster, and he started telling all the French population. On the day of the event, there were 3,000 French hippies in our car park. The gendarmes were out in force to keep them out. The door was locked. The director general had to climb through a window to get in the radio station.
You've got to tell me about this thing that you're all doing this coming weekend. What exactly is it?
Well, it's 2:08. The date is the 2nd of August, 2:08.
Oh, so it is.
And it's 75 years.
75 years of Radio Luxembourg. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, the most amazing thing is, there's going to be 28 radio shows going out from Luxembourg this weekend to people who remember, as you do, Steve, with a certain amount of affection, I guess, the old station.
So now, you're gathering in Luxembourg for this big do, yeah?
We've been coerced to go out there, and we didn't take much persuading because we haven't seen each other for years. It's going to be a wonderful occasion. We'll go to the same restaurant we used to go to where we're having a dinner together, and all the DJs who were living out there and suffering living out there. I've got to tell you, it wasn't a great bowl of cherries living in Luxembourg when you knew London was just across the water.
Oh, you're so right.
We were doing gigs in England, and then you had to go back to Luxembourg for 5 days. It was a prison sentence, really. But we're not going out there with that in mind, because you only remember the good times. I'm sure Paul Burnett, Kid Jensen, Mark Wesley and I will sit there chewing the cud about things that make us laugh. And there was a lot. If you get all the years together and all the incidents together and just walk around the town and remember the Place d'Armes where the brass band plays.
Yeah, the Place d'Armes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So it's going to be very nostalgic and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity perhaps for us all to recount and rekindle those memories.
Tony, you're not lost for words, are you? This weekend marks the 75th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg broadcasting to Britain. They're all going to have a good time, and I'm with you in spirit, and thank you very much for coming in. David Jensen, Tony Prince, Pete Murray.
Thank you, Steve.
Bless you all. Thank you very much. Radio Luxembourg. Britain.